Okay. Yes, I really did play that song to start a podcast, and you might wonder why I did that. But there's actually a good story that talks about being blinded by the light, so to speak, or I should say, or disrupting a Raspberry Pi 2. There's apparently a flaw in this first batch of the Raspberry Pi 2s that came out to replace the wildly successful Raspberry Pi that was it's about a $35 computer that people can use to build and, you know, I don't know, for any number of different reasons. It's kind of a cool thing. I'd like to play with one someday. Maybe I'll eventually buy one and use it. But the idea is that the device is essentially getting shut down by a bright flash of light, say that comes from a cell phone when people are taking a picture. And you might ask yourself, how is light affecting something like a Raspberry Pi, you know, something electronic like that? Well, guess what? Light is just another thing on the electromagnetic spectrum, and these devices have to be able to handle random things that might be thrown at it, and it's probably not something that, or as I say, it's probably something that's easy enough for the Raspberry Pi guys to fix, but it's not often you're taking a photo of something with a live circuit board that's maybe not in a case or something. So this is, but it is. You know, it's interesting. I look at it from an information security perspective and I go, okay, light is not something we often look at in terms of a potential attack vector. Now, if you are something that is, I guess if you're the subject of somebody coming after you from a nation state or a company with a large amount of money, I guess light can be one way that stuff can be done. And it's probably, I have a feeling that at some point light is going to factor into into some sort of security incident or something, something we don't think about too much, but really, like, a lot of our information is communicated over light. I mean, you know, the fiber optic cables are essentially light going down a strand of cable, and so and think about all the blinking lights and stuff. I mean that we see. I mean, so that's light, and it's a different kind of information that's being communicated there. But light isn't something we think about as a potential way to potentially disrupt a system. But I could totally see it happening in the future. I mean, I think one of the ways I've seen to transmit data, through the air is again using the light. So that's something that can be potentially disrupted. But maybe there's some way we can compromise the system with light. And there's some interesting possibilities there. And so I guess it's something I can keep an eye on as I'm looking for stories for this podcast, or just looking as a security architect for ways that people's systems could potentially be compromised in the future. It's probably not something that most people have to worry about anytime soon, but who knows? I mean, maybe there is something like that could happen.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.